Joe Mahoney from Keystone First.
Good morning, this is John Mahoney speaking.
Yes.
Hi John, this is Valeria calling you from Family First. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, I'm glad to hear you. John, I'm calling regarding the patient Shaz Bordon.
Who?
Shaz. Shaz
Bordon. Yes, okay, yes.
Okay, yeah, we received like a voicemail from you last week that you informing to resume services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because we just received a letter from the caregiver, from the client, that he was discharged on, let me see the letter, on the February the 19th, the last Thursday. So I want to confirm with you if you're going to resume services for the client.
No, I have resumed services. Hold on. When I left the message, we had had everything on hold because we hadn't got to see him. I think she was letting you know he was in the hospital again.
Okay.
But he has, like, I resumed services. Like, we had put everything on hold because we couldn't see him, and you guys didn't see him, and, you know, we were trying to get in touch with him. But I went out and saw him. But give me one second. So even any retroactive, like, he's been confirmed and solved, so you guys can provide services. And if she submitted any timesheets, she should be able to get paid for anything that she was able to work when he wasn't in the hospital.
Correct.
Because I saw him on 2/13.
Okay.
So since he's been opened up with you guys, besides the times that he's been in the hospital, if she provided services for a day or two between hospitalizations, she should be, if you have an active service order, she should be able to be paid now for any services she rendered as of 1/9 is when she has a service order.
The start of date, let me see.
But of course, you guys have all of his hospital saves, so I think she was just letting you know he was in the hospital again. Right, so anything that she, from Keystone's perspective, anything that she put in as a timesheet can be honored just as long as he wasn't in the hospital that day. Of course, he has quite a few hospitalizations throughout that time period.
Okay, so she can be paid for any time she should submit.
Huh?
So she can be paid for any time she's in.
Yeah, unless she was in the hospital.
Gotcha. Okay, include this last hospitalization?
Huh?
Include this last hospitalization?
Include this? I don't understand your question. That doesn't... She can't be paid when he's in the hospital.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So anytime he was in the hospital, she can't be paid.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if he was home, like, and I would think, like, you know, if you just had to kind of look for investigation on your part just to make sure that she didn't bill for a day that he was in the hospital.
Okay. So everything is okay now? It's not on hold anymore?
No, yeah, everything's fine.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to confirm that information for you, okay, with you. Thank you so much for the information. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.